Do you love ramyeon like me? I'm DJ Brian and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Thursday, y'all, March 19th, 2026, and we just heard Stray Kids with Chick Chick Boom. Now grab your chopsticks, or your forks, whatever you prefer, and get ready to find out all about the latest ramen trends and tastes of 2026 at the 2026 Korea Ramyeon Expo. Now, if you think ramen or ramyeon is just a snack you grab late at night, think again, and I don't recommend it late at night because you'll wake up bloated in a puffy phase, y'all, to be honest. There's so much more to the noodle dish that you can prepare within minutes. And you can find out all about it at this expo, which will take place at the Songdo Conventia in Incheon from March 26th to March 29th. Yes, about 70 companies from Korea and abroad will showcase everything from packaged ramen and fresh noodles to kitchen technology, food processing machinery, and ramyeon franchise brands. One highlight is the lineup of regional specialty ramyeon, inspired by flavors from around the world. Think rice-based ramyeon from Incheon's Gwanghwa Island. Yes, pork soup-style noodles inspired by Busan, red crab ramen from Sokcho, and even barley ramen from Gosong. There will also be some pretty creative fusion noodle ideas, including mac and cheese-flavored stir-fried noodles and noodles made with chicken breast. But the expo isn't just about tasting. You can even try making noodles yourself through hands-on programs where you can pull fresh noodles to create your own ramen bowl. Yum. Yum. And dangerous. Mm-hmm. So yes, ramen might be quick, comfort food, but in Korea, it's also becoming a serious culinary industry and apparently a pretty fun festival too. So, go check it out. But for now, let's pump you up with a song called Festival by Sandra Bach. Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for all listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website world.kbs.co.kr or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show. And we have two more songs for you now. First up, Im Hyun Jung with Love is Like Spring Rain. Breakup is Like Winter Rain. 사랑은 봄비처럼, 이별은 겨울비처럼. And then we have Bobby Kim with Falling in Love Again, 고래의 꿈.
Would you like a coffee or tea?
Guys, if you're at your desks, put down your notebooks, put down the papers or files or portfolios or whatever you're working on, and focus on me, because that's what we're here to do, is make you focus on me, Karen, Chaeryeong, and all the people here at K-Pop Connection, because we got news that you probably didn't know. And of course, sip on that beverage of choice, because that's what we're here to do, is let you relax. Okay, and we do the work for you. Imagine the three of us giving you a nice back massage as we, you know, soothingly give you all the information that you probably didn't know about. So here we go. Viral trends are coming and going at the speed of light. It's hard to keep up, of course, with all these trends these days. And trust me, from a personal point of view, I don't know any of the trends. And by the time I know about a trend, it's already passed. But, guys, remember we talked about 봄동 비빔밥? Mm-hmm. Get out of here. Viral chewy cookies? We can't talk about you no more. Because Korea has a new dessert obsession, I think. Now, after the Dubai chewy cookie craze, a different sweet treat has taken over social media, and they're called butter rice cakes. Now, across social media and video platforms, clips of this dessert are racking up views, mostly because of its unusual texture. Crispy on the outside, chewy on the inside, so I guess it's all about texture. Mm-hmm. And these days, the recipe combines glutinous rice dough with butter. Mm-hmm, that sounds dangerous. Which forms a golden crust while keeping the inside soft and stretchy like traditional rice cake. Instead of intense sweetness, the flavor leans more toward buttery richness, sometimes topped with syrup, powdered sugar, or chocolate. Now, the trend actually echoes a similar dessert that went viral in China last year, and Korean bakeries are putting their own spin on it. People are lining up for these treats sold at select bakeries these days, but food bloggers are already calling it the dessert, most likely to replace the Dubai cookie trend. So, if you suddenly see people lining up for something that looks like a rice cake, but smells like buttery pastry, you're probably looking at Korea's next viral dessert. But, let's be honest, how long will this trend last? Who knows? And me talking about right now, the moment you hear this, tomorrow, people might not even be eating it. Who knows? That's how trends be changing so quick. Anyways, we have the perfect song for it. We got Jung Seo-mi with Fast Forward and The Boys with Sweet. Your 2 cents. You guys know that we love to connect with our listeners, and we're excited, actually, to hear all the crazy and interesting and creative answers that you guys are coming up with for our Y2C this week. And this is where I get to read out your answers for a chance to win a prize. Now, our Y2C from last week was, what is your favorite K-pop spring anthem? Which song reminds you of spring? Mm-hmm. We got a lot of messages about spring love and spring anthems. And wanted to share a lot more today, you know, because we had so much. We had a lot of people send in. So we're not going to just stop it right there because we felt like it was a way it's not to share the love and share all the answers that, you know, people were just, you know, DMing us and writing on our message board and all that stuff. So we're going to continue talking about your favorite spring tunes and what comes to mind when you think of spring. So we're going to start off with at Ashok Kanzal 57. Dear Brian, a new beginning, vibrant colors, blooming flowers and a breath of fresh air come to mind when I think of spring. Love is also definitely part of the sweet freshness of spring. Dear Brian, I would love to listen to Spring Day by BTS. It is a classic emotional song about longing and new arrival. It is perfect K-pop song for spring. All right. We did ask you what's your spring anthem, and the song basically says spring in it. So only makes sense to listen to it, and it's like the perfect song to start this segment. So with no further ado, let's check it out. Miss Ashok, or Mr. Ashok Kansal 57's request for our Y2C. BTS, Bangtansonyodan, Spring Day, 봄날. All right, we just heard BTS with Spring Day, 봄날, requested by Ashok Kansal 57. And we're going to get into our next answer, and it's from at M. Hadsey. Hey, Brian. Spring always reminds me of songs that feel soft, warm, and a little nostalgic. One of my favorite, or forever favorites, is Blooming Day, EXO, CBX. Oh. Yeah, the word bloom, you know, kind of automatically reminds you of spring because that word, you know, makes you think of flowers, you know, in the meadows. Or just like, you know, you got the cherry blossom blooming, you got fruits and vegetables in the gardens growing. And it just, you know, the perfect word to remind you of spring. So perfect song that you chose. Next one we have at Has FSRMRF. For me, A must-listen spring song is definitely Cherry Blossom Ending by Busker Busker. Whenever the cherry blossoms start blooming, this song always comes back on the charts. The melody is light and warm, and it instantly makes you imagine walking under rows of cherry blossom trees on a sunny spring day. Yes, you guys know the Yeouido Spring Flower Festival? It's coming up soon. Like I'm talking about early April. Now, a lot of people think of cherry blossoms right off the bat when they think of spring. But in Korea, forsythia and azaleas are the most commonly seen flowers that let people know, yo, it's spring. So keep that in mind. It's not the cherry blossoms. It's forsythias and azaleas that's actually the ones that you're seeing and that's reminding you that it's spring. All right, guys? But we ain't talking about flowers anymore. We're talking about listening to music. So let's check it out. First up, EXO CBX with Blooming Day, 화요일, and then Busker Busker, Cherry Blossom Ending, 벚꽃 Ending. All right. And that was Busker Busker with Cherry Blossom Ending, 벚꽃 Ending. And we're going to go over more of your Y2C answers. But y'all know we still have a winner to announce, which means do not change that dial and do not stop listening to our show because that might be you. Next one is from Mads Jamota from the Book of Faces. Feel my rhythm, red velvet. Instantly makes me feel like I'm walking under cherry blossoms. I love how everybody thinks of cherry blossoms. And it's funny because I'm pretty sure in certain places around the world, they don't have cherry blossoms. So I'm thinking like, what other places where you're from have other flowers or other things that remind you of spring other than cherry blossoms? Because I feel like cherry blossoms are like the topic of discussion today. All right. Now we have our last one. I saw this ID and I was thinking, why is she sending us a message where she could just come here with her baby again? For those of you who don't know, this one is from our one of our PDs here, our producers. All right. Miss Soryoung Producer. And our ID is at SRNGHONG if you want to follow her. Hey, KBC fam. For me, actually, I'm going to try to do a voice.
Hi, KBC fam. For me, a song that reminds me of spring is Imogen's 잠깐 시간 될까? Ordinary Confession. It reminds me of that tingly feeling of spring, the beginning of a school year, meeting new people, and the possibility of romance. Oh, how I miss those days.
She doesn't actually sound like that, but that's the image I see when I see her. So that's why I made that voice. But yeah, beginning of a school year. I don't know. I'm the opposite. At the beginning of a school year, I'm just like, I don't want to go back to school. I love summer break. Of course, it's different because in the States, summer break's way longer than Korea. So that's why I love summer break so much. Anyways, we are going to wrap up this segment with two songs, and then we still have a winner to announce, which means you guys cannot go anywhere. We got Red Velvet, Feel My Rhythm, and Imogen, Ordinary Confession, 잠깐, 시간 될까? All right, y'all. Y'all know what time it is. It's time to announce today's winner, and today's winner for our weekly Y2C is Mads Jamota from the Book of Faces. Yo, Mads, if that's you right now and you're tuning in, please let us know your mailing address by sending it to our email, kpop@kbs.co.kr, and we're going to send you a prize. But don't forget to include your ID, your gram handle, your message board ID, or your email, and of course, the date that you've won so we can find you and send you a prize. And remember, you can always find out if you've won or not by checking out our playlist at world.kbs.co.kr. Scroll your mouse to the purple radio on the top right-hand corner on our website, and you're going to see K-Pop Connection in the list of programs on the pop-up window. Click on the link to enter our page, and you'll see the playlist tab. And the winners are always on our Wednesday and Thursday playlist. And it is time to say goodbye. I know, don't be sad though, because we have two great songs taking us out. First up, my man from the American show, The Traitors, Eric Nam. And of course, Cheese with a song called Perhaps Love. And then we have Chu and Kim Yo-han with Let's Love, Sam Ming Out. And our producer is Chaedong Kwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm Brian Ju. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect.